Good morning. How are you?
Well, very good.
Okay, physics in the pub. But my producer, Eddie, and I were talking about it earlier, that, what happened to the days when you used to go and sort of have to sit in a boring old classroom and find out what physics and astronomy was all about, when these days you can go to the pub and do it?
Yeah, you know, we're trying to make it a little more interesting, a little more accessible, bring some of the excitement of physics, maybe without all the math and the technical talk, so people can find out what's interesting, what's going on, have a bit of fun.
And you've got a pop-up pub, apparently, at the university.
Yeah, that's right. It's at the pop-up village at ANU. I haven't been there yet, but that's what they tell me.
Yeah, it's Physics in the Pub, a free event at the pop-up at ANU on University Avenue. It's made possible by the US Embassy. You notice I'm talking about the pub. I'm not talking about physics so much. What does that say about me, Michael?
Well, you know, we all have our interests. I enjoy the pub as well.
Okay. How important is it, though, to make science accessible and understandable? Because what you're doing is admirable, I think. It's taking physics to the people.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that that physics has to offer the population at large and society. And so we want to talk about, we want people to understand that physics actually makes our lives better. And so it's very important, I think, that people understand a little bit about what's going on in science in general and physics in particular.
Can you give us a couple of examples, like why does physics matter in our everyday lives?
Yeah, sure. I mean, physics gave us the transistor, which is the thing that powers all of our electronics and enabled the information revolution. And what I'm doing in physics is trying to make transistors better so we can continue that information revolution into the future.
Okay, this is to do with transistors. I thought transistors went out.
Well, I mean, your computer chip has got billions of transistors on it. So they're very small. They're solid state. They're made in silicon. But that's the basic element that does all the switching, all the logic operations that make your computer work.
Well, this just demonstrates why I'm more comfortable talking about pubs than about physics, doesn't it?
Sure.
What does it say? Okay, your work at Monash University, is this what you focus on a lot?
So I'm directing a new center of excellence funded by the ARC at Monash University called Future Low Energy Electronics Technologies.
Uh-huh.
And it's... so what we're trying to do is reduce the amount of energy that's used in computation. So computers now use about 7% of the electricity on the planet, and that's a number that's doubling every decade. So it's going to be a big problem, and we want to try to solve that problem.
Okay, so you're taking that to the pub tonight at the ANU, or is it a separate thing altogether?
Well, I won't talk so much about that. It's, we'll have some talks. We'll have some talks related to this summer school that we're having. The summer school is on a topic called topological matter, and so that's actually a topic that's very close to our center, and it's something that we're trying to exploit to make better transistors. But this idea of kinds of matter or solids, electronic conductors that have some kind of topological aspect to them, is rather new, and it's something that we think we can use to make better transistors.
Now, I must mention too, Michael, that you've got the 2016 Nobel Prize winner, Duncan Haldane. He'll be visiting from the U.S. Can you tell us a little bit about him and the work he's doing?
Yeah, sure. So Duncan will be visiting on Monday. He's giving a public lecture also at ANU in the evening, and he got the Nobel Prize for the discovery of these topological phases of matter. The discovery is basically that we used to think there was only one kind of insulator. Something that doesn't conduct electricity is like any other thing that doesn't conduct electricity. But it turns out that there are actually some insulators that are called topological insulators, and they don't conduct on their interior, but on their edges or on their surfaces, they conduct. And they can conduct very well on the surface, and in fact, in principle, they can conduct almost perfectly. And so those are very exciting for electronics. It's something that was discovered and only about 10, 12 years ago, and is now really being exploited. We're discovering materials that really do have these properties, and we're being able to use them. And so that's the kind of research that Duncan is doing and that I'm doing.
Good on you. All the best with Physics in the Pub, and thanks so much for joining us this morning, Michael. All the best.
All right, thanks for having me.
Professor Michael Fiora from Monash University School of Physics and Astronomy. Physics in the Pub, black holes, Higgs, bosons, and the strangest materials in the universe. It's on from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock tonight. And as we mentioned, Nobel Prize winner Duncan Haldane will also give a free public lecture at 6 p.m. on Tuesday.